Time now for some of your letters.
On yesterday's program, we followed up on Republican Congressman Joe Wilson's outburst at the president's address to Congress when he yelled, "You lie." And we asked voters in his district in South Carolina to weigh in.
A lot of you objected to this.
The decorum wasn't there as far as the timing being right, but I think he was calling a spade. He was telling the truth.
That was George Hicks of Columbia, South Carolina.
Shocked is how James Summers of Dayton, Ohio, describes his reaction to hearing that phrase, calling a spade, on the air. He writes, "I think you took it a little too far. Some comments do not deserve repeating, and I expect you to use better judgment. The word spade is used as a derogatory term, which has been applied to African Americans for centuries, and I have no doubt the person who made the comment was intending to be offensive."
And Leslie Freck of Raleigh, North Carolina, felt we could have done more to prepare our listeners for that comment. She writes this, "Whether the man intended a racial slur or not, the idiom's history should have been addressed in the decision to include the quote and or whether to provide some editorial about the remark. Shame on you for not recognizing the aspersion and preparing your listeners for such offensive material."
Well, we've done some research. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the idiom to call a spade, or the idea to call things by their real name in plain or blunt language, dates back to the ancient Greeks. The phrase first appeared in English during the 16th century in the work of Renaissance writers.
Use of the word spade as a racial slur is of more recent origin. It was first formally recorded in the early 20th century. According to the American Dialectical Association, it is derived from the black color of the suit of spades in a deck of playing cards.
We are always interested in knowing what you think, and we read a selection of your feedback most days on the program. You can reach us at npr.org. Click Contact Us at the bottom of the page, and please don't forget to let us know how to say your name and where you're from.